Glory to God. Welcome to Wonder and Reality. This is Jim. A central truth of the universe of for all mankind that cannot be put into words, but I will just spend a few minutes putting some thoughts into it, because for all of eternity, those in heaven will be in awe of this truth. And the truth is, the revelation is, that Jesus Christ is God. Amen. Amen. He is Lord, He is God. He's literally God Almighty. And He's the Son of God. I pray right now, Father God, Jesus, be with us right now. Give us discernment. Give us revelation. I pray for those listening that you will reveal yourself to them beyond anything man can do. I mean, just directly to them, that you'll reveal this truth, and if they don't already have it, and if they already have it, that it will get deeper. And fill them with your precious Holy Spirit. Heal them in every way. Be with them all the time. Amen. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' glorious name. This truth is, of course, central to the Christian faith, maybe the most important truth. I think it was Wesley who said, God came to earth as a man and justified himself to the world. This truth, I'm just going to present some things that I think are important. You know, this answers every question man has. Every question that people fire at, you know, cross-question God with, which they should not do, this answers it. It answers those questions. Why are we on the earth? Why do all these bad things happen? Well, bad things happen to all of us. Well, look what happened to Jesus Christ. When God came to the earth as a man, He died for the world, suffered and died in a horrible death. All right, next thing. He's both the Son of God and God. Some people question that. Oh, well, He can't be God. He's the Son of God. Well, who are you to cross-question God? But also, many of those people who say that, they're both a father and a son. They're a father, they've got kids, and they're a son. They have a father. And they're one person. And they're saying that God can't do that? Next thing, this is a mystery that the Holy Spirit reveals to us. Amen, amen. And it's part of the mystery. Jesus said to you, I've given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Amen. There's that kingdom again. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Next thing. God did this for us. People say, well, why is Jesus so important? This is how God has saved the world. This is how we know God. This is how we come to God. This is everything. We need to emphasize Jesus more. That's the central truth. That's the central message, revelation of the whole Bible, of the whole of God's interaction with mankind. From the first person, Adam, all the way until today. Glory to God. He did this for us. This is why it's so important. You know, one time I told this to somebody, Jesus Christ is the answer. He said, you got to think of something new. We need more emphasis on Jesus Christ. Amen. So these are just some things that I want to share with you. Jesus offers us eternal life, which is knowing God Almighty, the glorious Lord, the beautiful Lord Jesus Christ. So beautiful. So majestic and so merciful. The gentle, lowly Savior. Yet He's God Almighty and He made the world. He was, you know, it's a mystery. He was with the Father. He says, I and the Father are one. You know, yet the Father this is a holy, sacred thing. But the Father God Almighty is one, is a person, and Jesus Christ is a person, and the Holy Spirit. Yet they're all one. Glory to God. And this is for mankind. This is glory. More soon.